From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Execution of a prominent Shiite cleric, a critic of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family, has caused international outrage and a serious escalation of diplomatic tensions in the region, with unrest predicted in Shia majority areas. Sheikh Nimra, who among 47 people were executed in Saudi Arabia Saturday, was a widely revered Shiite Muslim cleric who was convicted in 2014 of sedition and other charges and sentenced to death. He was an outspoken critic of the kingdom's ruling Saud family and a key leader of the Shiite protest in Saudi Arabia in 2011. Israeli police on Saturday identified a suspect in a shooting outside a Tel Aviv bar that killed two people, wounded at least seven others. Relatives of Nashav Milam, an Israeli Arab, reportedly recognized him from security footage at the scene of Friday's attack and notified authorities. It is unclear if the shooting is tied to the recent wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis. One woman in Tel Aviv told reporters, "These are tough times.
This is why it's, you know, it's very scary because it's happened all over the world."
Almost daily wave of Palestinian stabbing, shootings, and vehicular attacks have killed 21 Israelis. More than 130 Palestinians have died in Israeli defensive measures. United States on Saturday criticized Rwandan President Paul Kagame's decision to seek a third term in 2017. Kagame announced his decision in a televised address on Friday, saying that the recent referendum voted on by his people for him to extend his terms is a good reason to pursue another term. This is VOA News. Four-way talks are set to begin in Pakistan on January the 11th on a framework for reviving peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Representatives from Afghanistan, China, Pakistan, and the United States are scheduled to take part in the discussions in Islamabad. Pakistan hosted a first round of talks back in July, but the negotiations stalled amid word that the insurgent spiritual leader Mullah Omar had died 2 years earlier. Taliban kept the news secret, apparently to avoid divisions in the movement over who would succeed him. As preparations for the new discussions are taking place, some observers cast doubt on prospects of any breakthrough given divisions in the ranks of the Taliban and conditions set by the two sides. Numerous people have died. It happened in terror attacks on an Air Force base in India's northern Punjab state. All five attackers were killed. Authorities say two Indian guards also died during a 15-hour battle. The attack was seen as an effort to derail recent peace moves between India and Pakistan. Anjana Pasricha reporting now from New Delhi.
Officials say gunmen dressed in army uniforms mounted an attack early Saturday at the Air Force base in Pathankot town, some 50 kilometers from India's border with Pakistan. The attackers used an Indian police officer's car, which was apparently hijacked the previous evening, to infiltrate the Air Force facility. Several gunmen and security personnel were killed or injured in the gun battle that raged for several hours. Ajay Sahani is the head of the Institute for Conflict Management in New Delhi.
Whoever is identified, it will be the same Pakistan-backed terrorist formations. And these have a long experience of attacking military and police establishments.
Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
China has created three new military units as it seeks to build a stronger, more efficient fighting force. Comes at a time when it seeks to strengthen its position on maritime territory disputes. President Xi Jinping said the new units are being created to realize the Chinese dream, he says, of a strong military. Announcement came a day after Beijing said it's building its second aircraft carrier in the latest sign of Beijing's rapid modernization of its naval forces. China is engaged in tense territorial disputes with many Asian countries, particularly in the vast South China Sea, which Beijing claims almost entirely for itself. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. We can be found at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.